Welcome to the Saint Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Boyer and Mike Snyder on Spiritual Connections Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Saint Germain Radio Show. Focus today is Saint Bridget's Day. And I'm Brigitte, your host. And together with me is Mike Snyder, our co-host. Hi, Mike. You're with us?
Yep.
Great to have you. And together we are going to create this work of art with Saint Germain and music channeled by Mike that will support and accompany Saint Germain. So we will create this whole event for you as usual. Now, Saint Bridget's, of course, Saint Bridget's Day is a very, very close to my heart day because of us being namesakes. Brigitte often is getting pronounced Bridget. But it's also a sacred day for me because it reminds me that we are almost halfway through the winter months, and that the days are getting longer again, and that it's only a matter of time before we have spring again, with the green coming back out, flowers blooming, the days getting warmer, and us being able to be more outside in nature. So Saint Germain is going to do most of the talking here tonight, so I'm just going to pull myself out of the way. I invite you to just open up your hearts, close your eyes, let yourself receive, as it is all about supporting you to strengthen your inner light, to release that what no longer serves you, to release the past, to truly be in the present moment, inviting a whole new future into your life. So close your eyes and let yourself receive. Greetings, my beloved children of the light, my beloved friends and fellow light workers. I am here with you as Saint Germain, connecting heart to heart through the purity of divine love with all of you at this time of continued awakening. I know that some of you experienced quite an unusual start into the new year, and that it has brought much up to the surface to look at, to revisit, to transform back into love and light. But now that this work is important, it is a continued form of purification that you're not only going through for your own sake, but for the benefit of humanity and for the benefit of Gaia. Always remember that you chose to come here into physical form at a time where every single one of you is so much needed to assist in the transformational process here on Earth, in the evolutionary process towards a new consciousness level, towards a new paradigm, a new golden age of peace. And 2024 plays an important role in that evolutionary process, asking you to align yourself further with your divine I Am presence, to assist to bring heaven to earth, to anchor love and peace, joy and compassion, kindness and gentleness here on earth, where it is so much needed at this time, where many feel a certain level of rawness, of vulnerability, of pain, and of fear. But don't get lost in the fear of others, allowing yourself to be seduced even further to descend into a darkness that is not yours. It's time to redefine darkness. It's time to redefine the power of light and the fire of transformation. And so we celebrate the day of Saint Bridget because it holds such a significant role and position at this time of transformation. On the day of Saint Bridget, you celebrate the light, that no matter how dark it gets, no matter how cold it gets, no matter how lost you might feel, how stagnant, how frozen the ground is, how unmovable you feel, there still is a light within you working and assisting you in breaking free from the old, shedding the old skin of the past, to step out anew when spring arrives. And so I invite you now to take a moment and to let yourself fall into your own inner darkness, to use the in-breath and the out-breath, to just let yourself sink deeper and deeper within yourself, and follow the path that is written within you, that is deeply woven into your cellular memory, into your subconscious, a path that is leading you deeper and deeper into your own inner self. And when you find yourself in the darkness, when you find yourself in a place where it seems that there's no direction, no knowing where you are, let your senses open up. And similar to being in a beautiful, sacred place in the middle of the night, like a winter day in some dark woods, where all you can hear is the babbling of a brook, and you might sense the wind going through the trees. And the air is so clear, so pure, that as you breathe it in, you can feel the freshness in your mind purifying you, clearing out any fear, any concerns, and just allowing your senses to even become a little more brisk and focused, and allowing yourself to let go of fear, to just be. And when you move through the snowy night, it is not dark. You can see. You can also see the stars, and in the winter days, the belt of Orion guiding you along your way. Just like the old sailors were guided by the stars, you too are guided by the stars and by the moon. So there's never fully dark. There's always a light. And so I want you to take a moment to just experience your own inner darkness, almost like sitting in the sacred wood, filled with fairies and gnomes and a life that might not be readily visible, and yet it is there, just like you are life in the midst of the darkness. And just be in this snowy winter scene of a night, and let yourself feel the power of the darkness, not being afraid of it, just feeling the silence nurturing you, calming your nerves, allowing you to stop before starting anew again. And as you are in the silence of the night, you begin to notice in the darkness a light in the distance. And this light is calling out to you. As you move towards the light, you can feel your heart beating faster with excitement, because you know that you are moving towards a very divine and sacred place. As you come closer, you notice that it's a beautiful small cottage, all lit up from within. There's smoke coming out of the chimney, and you just know that this is a warm and blessed place. And you knock on the door, and as it is opened, you recognize the divine goddess of Bridget opening the door for you, wearing her apron, as she was very busy for you, letting you into your own inner sanctuary in form of an old cottage in some random woods in the winter, a reflection of your own deepest, innermost sacred self, where there's always light and always a fire burning and always a place to remember your true origin, who you are and why you're here. And so Goddess Bridget is guiding you into the main room where there's a fire going and a big fireplace. And she created some sacred symbols for you through her ability as a silversmith and goldsmith to create the most beautiful pendants and amulets and symbols of empowerment. So one symbol, one amulet, one power tool she created for you is the equal armed cross that she's going to infuse into you, into your heart, into your auric field now to assist you to balance all opposing forces within your heart in 2024. To not let yourself be seduced by fear or creating an imbalance by focusing too much on doing and not enough on being, by focusing too much on action instead of allowing yourself to rest every once in a while. Balance is key for 2024. But she also created, as a symbol, the number 8 for you. As above, so below. As within, so outside of yourself. To remember that as you surrender to your divine self, as you surrender to your divine I am, you can bring about sacred manifestations on earth. And these manifestations are necessary. It is necessary for you at this time to be that beacon of love and light, to overcome your fears and be strong and lead the way so that others can follow. And Goddess Bridget is going to give you this strength as she not only ignites these symbols of the equal arm cross and the 8 within you, but she's also going to take a piece of metal out of the fire that she's warmed up for you. And this fire is now going to be infused into your heart and into your mind to burn away anything, any thoughts, any feelings, anything that is keeping you from your true alignment to your divine essence. because with this cottage, with this sacred place, you've also not only entered the deepest part of your heart, you've also entered the deepest part of your soul and your divine self, all connected in this one sacred place. So with this fire, Goddess Bridget is going to ignite an alignment that is melting and merging the Holy Trinity within you more than ever before. Divine love, divine power, and sacred illumination. The threefold flame of the Christ consciousness being strong within you for the days ahead. Let yourself now receive the sacred blessing from Goddess Bridget as she is infusing the fire of the deepest kind of love as a power of unification within you. And this fire that you've been infused with is now spreading, igniting every cell in your body into the fire of transformation, the fire of illumination, the fire of letting go, allowing yourself to fully dissolve in the purity of the light within, and raising yourself up along the column of light that is carrying you upwards and outwards, dissolving everything around you, propelling you forward, surrounded by angels of love and light that are moving you even further upwards, all the way to the sacred heart of this universe, letting yourself feel, letting yourself remember to be in the center of all that is, in the pure love and pure grace of divine heart essence. It is in this place that you will be rejuvenated, nurtured, strengthened, and empowered to continue your path of illumination, to continue your path of enlightenment, no matter what, to walk as a Christed one on earth, to bring the true values of your divine essence on earth, to bring about change, to be that center of peace and love in the middle of a storm, to be that statue of liberty yourself, holding up the torch of light to bring those who are lost safely home. You, as a light bearer, as one who has chosen to come here at this time on earth, you hold much responsibility at this time of awakening for many. And yet, you're not alone. It is in the heart of the cosmic Christ energy that you should remember how much you're loved and how much you're supported. And that in your alignment with many that have walked the path before you, will you be able to bring about great change in the world? Lord Maitreya, as the embodiment of the cosmic Christ, is now stepping forward and is offering you a blessing of empowerment, of love, and of illumination. And even so, before you were dissolved into the purity of light, in this sacred heart, you hold your true divine form now, a god, a goddess in your own right, one who's walked the path of ascension already before, only to return to earth to do the same all over again. It's time for you to remember the path of ascension that you've already walked before, and to live in the knowing that everything in your life has divine purpose. Receive now your final blessing and activation from Lord Maitreya in your heart. Due to the significance of these times, have you added this as an addition to that what you already received from Goddess Bridget? Let yourself receive this now. Thank you. Let yourself now once again dissolve into the purity of this light that was ignited within you. And just know that when it recedes, you find yourself back in your physical body where you started the journey from. And just settle back in your body ever so slowly, knowing that there's much empowerment and illumination that you've ignited within yourself. Now that Goddess Bridget is watching over you, she will maintain that inner fire to keep you going no matter what, to allow your creativity to flow when needed, and to allow you to be the forger of a path of illumination that allows you to set an example for many as you liberate yourself and as you are the true manifestation, the physical manifestation of your Christed essence here on earth. Trust the light within, the love that your heart holds, and surrender to your divine I Am presence to work with you and through you, to guide, direct, surround, and protect you so that you can be the most effective guide and spiritual teacher in your own right that you are meant to be. I am Saint Germain. I am your loving guide and friend, and I'm always there to support you. Blessings to you halfway through the winter months, and now that your heart and my heart are always connected, and it is so. Namaste.
All right. What a great meditation. Glad to hear we're halfway through the winter.
Yeah, thank you very much for listening. And I sure hope that this St. Bridget's event or Goddess Bridget's event has given you a little oomph to help you through the colder winter months. It's good to know that we are almost halfway through. That's always a good feeling. And if you have missed any of the other radio shows, there are a couple of good ones that we've offered in the last few months. The karmic board one is always a great one to start the year with. But also I can only recommend the winter solstice one again, because Saint Germain brought through a lot of good information that is going to help us to deal with some of our physical elements better and with some of the challenges with these new frequencies that are coming in. So if you haven't listened to it yet, it might be a good thing to do to help you with what's going on. And otherwise, I'm sure we'll be back for the spring equinox. What do you think?
Yeah, I know. Just give out our websites. Brigitte's website is www.lightbridge101.com. So you can see everything that she offers there. And my website, where you can see downloads of my music, and I have links to the radio shows and stuff like that on there. www.mikesnydercc.com.
All right. Well, thank you very much. And I'm sure we'll connect soon. Love you all. Peace out.
Take care, everyone.